I have a couple of guests in the studio. Welcome to Andrew and Noah Van Nordstrand. Did I say it well?
You did indeed, Van Nordstrand.
Okay, let me move the cow. Must be left over
there
from Wesley Robertson's show on Saturday. He brings the cows in. So you guys are playing a house concert tonight, yes?
That's right, we are.
And where is that going to be?
The house concert's going to be in Grass Valley, and I've got a number here for reservations. It's 530-272-6498. You can call that for information as to where exactly it is and directions and reservations and stuff like that.
Okay. So where do you guys hail from?
We're from Central New York, Syracuse area.
Whoa, you're far from home.
We are indeed. And we just flew out yesterday, and we're going to be out here for the next 2 weeks playing a string of gigs in the Sacramento area, a couple in the Bay Area, and we're going to be down in Monterey later on in the tour and then headed to Missouri after this.
Well, you've got, I went on the website, you have a number of very rave reviews from all kinds of respectable folks like Dirty Linen and Sing Out magazine, and you know, ranging from astonishing to remarkable. And you guys have a CD that you put out recently?
We did. Noah and I recorded an album a year or two ago called A Certain Tree, and that's focusing more on our concert material and has some vocals and stuff like that.
And word has it you play any number of instruments.
We both play a bunch of string instruments, and Noah's also a really fantastic percussionist.
Cool.
So no woodwinds or horns or anything, but
yeah.
But string instruments, yeah, we
string,
play a few.
You cover the gamut.
Pretty much.
Well, why don't you give us a little taste of what's going on tonight?
Sure thing. These are a couple of original tunes. First one's called Cascade, and the second one's called Dial Pancake. Thank you.
Mighty fine, mighty fine. So, before everyone was listening with half an ear because they didn't know what. So now you need to tell them again where you're playing tonight, because sure now thing. They're going to run for their pencils.
Sure thing. Well, we're going to be doing a house concert this evening in Grass Valley, and the phone number to call for directions and reservations is 530-272-6498. And also, we are going to be in the area for the next few days, so if you're interested in hearing about any of our other shows in Sacramento area, you can visit our website, which is vfiddle.com. That's V like Van Orstrand, and fiddle like what we're playing, vfiddle.com. and we also have a MySpace page. It's Andrew and Noah.
So how did you get into this music?
Well, I started playing fiddle when I was 8, and Noah started playing fiddle more
when
or less.
I was 8.
Yeah, the same.
Well,
time.
See, and how? What's the age difference between you?
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
So, on your website, it says that at 8 you started learning the fiddle by ear,
mm-hmm.
and then later you started learning, teaching yourself.
Yeah, that's
and it just—I mean, I've picked up one of those instruments. They're pretty painful, you know, if you don't know what you're doing.
Not
you
when
guys,
you're 8, though. You don't,
well,
you don't hear
eight,
how bad you sound.
Well, and I suppose you'd be more open to experimentation and so forth. But did you have influence in the house then that knew what you were at least reaching for?
Not particularly. Our mom, Kim, is a piano player, and she is a classical piano teacher all our years growing up. But she really didn't play any folk music. So when I was started getting interested in fiddle music and folk music and roots music, that was
at
a totally
eight.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was a totally new world for Mom, just like it was for everyone else.
Uh-huh.
Mom's a great musician and has for years played piano with Noah and I as the Great Bear Trio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's often the group that we travel as. But this trip, it's just the two of us. And I just kind of started getting interested in it. I managed to get hooked up with the old-time folk music scene in Central New York.
When you were 8?
Yep.
How?
I mean, like, how do any of these things happen to me? It's kind of, you know, like a happenstance a little bit here and there. There was North American Old Time Fiddlers Association has a Hall of Fame and museum not terribly far away from where we live in Central New York. And so we went there and went to a jam session and
met an old lady.
Met an older woman who was able to get us started.
Okay, so there you kind of saw it and it seemed like something you wanted
yeah.
to do.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So at the same time you're making the connection so that you can try and figure out how to do it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Interesting. Very cool. Okay. Want to play something else then?
Yeah, sure. All right, let's do a track. This is let's do a song. Sound good? We're gonna do a song off of that most recent album, and this is one that Noah wrote. It's called "Keep You by My Side." I just gotta bring my guitar up out of drop D.
Thank you.
I've got is a lot of time to make you mine. I'll keep you by my side. You I cannot hide. When the sun comes up till the sun goes down, I'll keep you by my side. My chores, gotta get them done. Gotta get them done, and away I run. Away I run, but we have fun. I'll keep you by my side. You I cannot hide. When the sun comes up, till the sun goes down, I'll keep you by my side.
Well, this is a real treat. You know, it's not very often that I have no idea who's coming in. But I have, you know, I didn't know about you guys before. This is a real treat. You guys are great.
Thank you very much, Kim.
Very cool. So you write all your own music, too?
We do. We've played a lot of traditional music in a handful of genres. And so that's, you know, always part of our set lists and stuff. But pretty much we write all our own material for recordings and concerts and stuff.
Yeah, for a handful of genres, according to the website, country, bluegrass, jazz and swing, New England contra dance, Cajun zydeco, to classic rock, alternative and blues. I think that almost covers all of them. I didn't see rockabilly in there. Well... So at eight, I can understand that you wouldn't already know what was cool and what wasn't so much, you know.
That's
so
right.
You could just get exposed to it and go, wow, that's really cool.
That's right. We were also homeschooled all the way through high school.
Okay, so you didn't go to school.
So at eight anyway, we didn't have a whole lot of preconceived notions as to what was cool and not cool.
Right.
And we just kind of got it wrong, I guess, but we're happy with it.
Well, in the long run, I think it pays off.
Yeah,
you know?
I think we're happy with the way things turned out.
Okay, so how did you get hooked up playing a house concert here?
Again, as the Great Bear Trio, we're a contra dance band, and that's, like I said, myself and Noah and our mom, Kim. And as that formation, we play for a lot of contra dances. So contra dancing is a kind of social dancing. It's kind of like square dancing, but usually done in lines. And it's a lot of fun. And as Great Bear, we've been doing this for quite a while now, 8-9 years, and been touring an awful lot. And so we've, you know, just been gradually making more contacts further and further from home. And last fall, we were able to do two different dance weekends in California, one near San Diego and the other one up here near Sacramento called Echo Summit. And once we played Echo Summit, we met a bunch of folks here, and they were able to hook us up with some of these other gigs and bring us back out in the spring.
So. Cool. I guess, you know, I'm not that familiar with contradance other than it's really fun. So
it is really fun.
So contradance, they get bands from, you actually tour the country doing contradance?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah, and that's, like I said, as the Great Bear Trio, that's what we've been doing for quite a while. And we still regularly perform with Great Bear, but we also are, Noah and I are a bit more flexible to do some of these weekday tours, so that's what we're here for.
Weekday tours, okay. So you knew people in the area.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, great. More music, please.
Cool. Well, let's do a couple of couple more tunes off of that Certain Tree album. These are a set of jigs.
Okay.
Sound good? The three tunes here, the first one is called Sage Creek. The second tune is called the Dread Pirate Roberts. And the last tune is called Ruby and Bing. And I just gotta find it.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
What are you doing the first weekend of October?
First weekend of October. Actually, nothing that I know of.
Well, KVMR puts on a Celtic festival, and I don't have anything to do with the booking, but I've been known to make suggestions. I think that you guys would be great.
Sweet.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can talk to somebody out there before you leave.
We'll do that.
Cool, cool. Okay, boy, if you're just tuning in, we're in studio with Andrew and Noah Van Norstrand. I could say that faster. It would have a better ring, wouldn't it? Anyway.
You're pronouncing it right, though.
Yeah, okay. So
we appreciate people who take the time.
Well, you know, I always wish the CDs came with pronunciations. You know, very few do. So we're known to murder a few names. Anyway, you guys are playing a house concert tonight. Give the information one more time.
Sure thing. It's
because I take it it's not full yet.
Well, I don't actually know that for a fact, but I assume there's still a room. And the house concert is in Grass Valley, and there's a phone number to call for directions and reservations, and that phone number is 530-272-6498. You can also check out our website for information about tonight's program and also the other shows that we're going to be doing in the area over the next 2 weeks. And that website is vfiddle.com, V like the Norstrand, vfiddle.com. We're also on MySpace, myspace.com/AndrewAndNoah, and you can spell out and.
Okay, well, we're pushing the top of the hour. Do you have something short?
Sure thing. We could do...
just the first one.
Yeah, West End. We'll do a tune here called West End. But thank you so much for having us, Kim.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in. Andrew and Noah Van Norstrand, and playing a house concert tonight. And if you would leave the phone number with me in case people call after you leave, then okay. I can pass that along again. Website is vfiddle.com to find out more about Andrew and Noah.
Thanks so much for having us in, Kim.
It's been a pleasure. You have quite an audience going on out there. Out the window. So, okay, I'm going to throw on Ian Tyson and say goodbye to these guys, and I'll be back. Thanks so much for coming in.